We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, it's the return of the football horny clip of the day. My man Tyler found this actually last week after Bobby Slowick, the Texans offensive coordinator, spoke. We talked a little bit about it, but there was a portion that we left out that I remember taking a note when I heard Bobby Slowick say it, and I'll be damned if Smitty didn't come in here, and one of the first things I heard him talk about was precision in this particular system. Come on now, talk to me. To set this thing up, I'm gonna let you hear this audio. For all my football heads out there, for all the guys that just love the game, love to talk the game, and hell, if you're a fan and you just like to hear the game spoke at a different level from your Houston Texans, you're gonna like this. This is Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick talking about what his offense is.
You know, we kind of take a top-down view, but how we see everything working together is, we're an offense built on precision. Everybody kind of working together in unison, on time, in rhythm. That's the starting point, but it's not any one given position. To start with, as far as our identity, fast, physical, tough. And it all starts from there. When you get in a room by yourself and you turn on what we call the silent tape, you're going to feel a team that's very aggressive, that's fast, that's decisive. There's not hesitation. Everyone knows what we're doing. And we enjoy playing the game.
How'd that touch you, Smitty? Give you a little tingle? Boner
alert. He was speaking my love language.
Come on, man.
Like it brought back memories of the way things used to be when I was playing for the Houston Texans. Precision, choreographed, everyone doing things in unison. Like, there was times where you would see a play where Andre Johnson would catch a 25-yard over route off a play-action pass, where going into that play, I know that if I do my job at guard and sell this and make them believe that this is a run play, I know that's going to be the result.
Yep.
That's a great feeling as an offensive lineman, knowing if I sell this thing, if they believe, if I believe, they'll believe. And if I show them this, this is what's going to happen in the result. And everyone being tied together, if the play fake by the quarterback is sold the way that they're taught each and every day, each and every play, this is going to be the result. Remembering back to Gary Kubiak being 20 yards away, watching the routes by the receivers, and when the receiver ran the route at 13 instead of 12, and he's like, hey, hold on, stop the whole walkthrough. Make sure you're running that thing at the correct depth and being able to see it from afar. That's how this offense works. That's how this thing is going to go forward, and that's exciting to know, because I've seen firsthand what the results of this offense is firsthand while I was playing the game, but also you've seen it before I played the game, but with multiple franchises, still to this day, there's multiple franchises running the exact same offense and having a tremendous amount of success all around the league. It's something that you should get excited about. And no blue chew needed. And you hear that and you say, yeah, I know where they're going with this. I know what the result's going to be. And that's exciting to see for all Houston Texans fans.
Smitty, I'm going to tell you, man, there's two things about it. I mean, I could get hung up on several different words that he used in there and the importance of them, but there's two things for me that I take from that. Number one is, and I think there's a, 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 I think an inaccurate belief, if you will, that this is common in football, and it's not. The ability and the willingness to coach in extreme depth. Like, it's not just outside zone and you're going to step with this foot and your hand placement's going to be here. And it's not just, hey, it didn't get done the right way, stop, let's do it again. It is taught and coached and expected to be executed at an unbelievable depth, a crazy amount of consistency and precision. Like, that is, I don't know, man. Again, you had a different walk than I did, lasted longer, I bounced all over the place in different leagues, man, and it's just crazy how rare it is to have a coach that has the ability and the willingness to exhaust himself coaching the simple things of the game and making sure they're done right. And when you find somebody that does that, boy, you got a good one, man. And look, rubber hadn't met the road with Bobby Sloak. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. So I know a lot of people out there going, oh, boy, anybody can talk the talk. Well, I tell you what, I got two alternatives here.
Yeah.
At this point in time, on March the 16th, with Bobby Sloak, the offensive coordinator for the Texans, I can either have a guy that comes in here and goes, man, we're going to just surface, talks around his elbow to get to his mouth, doesn't hold guys accountable. You can tell by the product on the field. You can tell by the way he talks. You can tell there's just an inexperience. There's a lack of knowledge. There's an inability to do those things. Or I can have an offensive coordinator that when he talks, I feel like, damn it, this is next level.
Fast, yeah. Physical, tough.
You know what I mean? I don't know if he's going to execute it. I don't know how it's going to look on the field. But right now in March, I need my offensive coordinator sounding just like Bobby Slowick.
Listen, he's got to go out there and do it. The guys are going to have to go out there and execute it. But as they say, he comes from good stock. He comes from a foundation and comes from a group of play callers and people that have done it at a high level for a long time, for generations throughout the history of this league. And so for them to implement that system here in Houston, to bring it back full circle, that's something to be excited about. Like you said, you talked about us bouncing around in the league. I was in Miami with you. North Turner was an excellent offensive coordinator. His ability to call plays and know when to dial them up and having the feel for the game while you're in the middle of the game where you're like, oh, yeah, we set this up 2 quarters ago. I know why we're calling this play now. That was a great feeling of having him as an offensive coordinator. But the precision and the attention to detail that I got when I was in Houston, by the time I got to Houston, wasn't there. It wasn't there in New York. It wasn't there in Kansas City. These are the stops that I went to, different types of schemes, whatever. When I got to Houston, it was different with Gary Kubiak, and it was here. And so those guys, the Kubiaks, the Shanahans, the McVays and all of those type of guys, that precision is absolutely key.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're going to get here, and I'm excited about that. And the next thing he said out of his mouth is fast, physical, and tough. Like, we're going to hit you in the mouth. We're going to play fast. We're not going to complicate things so that you can't play fast.
Fast, physical, tough.
We're going to work on being precise and executing these things so that I don't care what they line up in. We have an answer, and we're going to go out there and execute it. It's a beautiful place to be.
Smitty, the other thing that I took from it, one was just the willingness and ability to coach to that depth level. It's just rare, man. It's why guys separate themselves and stay separated. But the other thing, and I'm not saying this just because you're here, this is – one of the most beautiful, to me, the most powerful and the most beautiful thing in the game of football is when you have 5 offensive linemen that are, joined at the hip, in lockstep, in rhythm, whatever you want to call it, whether it's a pass protection or it's an outside zone run, it just makes everybody around them significantly better, and it gives everybody around them an opportunity to play at or above their ceiling with very little concern, very little disruption. So I think I heard him talk a lot about, you mentioned choreographed, he mentioned choreographed, we're talking precision, we're talking about in rhythm. A lot of that is specific to offensive line play, and it's powerful.
1,000%. Yeah. I mean, listen, when you look at the ability to know what the guy next to you is going to do, not by saying something, but just by seeing it, whatever's going on the defensive side of the ball, and you know the adjustments that you're going to make, understanding that the way I'm blocking a guy, I know where the ball is supposed to go. there's times where you turn around after a play is over and look at your running back like, hey, press the damn hole.
Right.
Like, you know, like I had this guy reach, press the hole. And the running backs know, and everybody is in lockstep. It's not a situation where it's like, hey, if you cut back that way, it's on you.
It's on you, yeah.
And we had a guy like, you know, Aaron Foster. He was one of those guys that, hey, sometimes he's going to cut back that way, and it was on him, and he was going to make a play. But, hey, that's why they have so many running backs that they throw in that system that have success, because everything is coordinated and everything is dialed up based off of what the read is that the offensive line is giving you based off of how you're blocking the opponent. Everything works together. Everything works in conjunction. And so it's the ultimate team aspect of playing offensive football. And when it works beautifully. Yeah. And it's worked in so many different places. I'm excited that it's back here.
You want to know what offensive football should sound like? Bobby Slowick just gave it to you, folks. That's what it's supposed to sound like.
Boner alert.
Red 22.
All right, little news on the Texans front here. I think wide receiver's the biggest need on this football team. Some people will tell you center's the biggest need on this football team right now. And there ain't no doubt about it. Middle linebacker and linebacker in general is a need with the Houston Texans right now. Those three spots, I think, are at the top of the list of biggest needs for the Houston Texans right now. Aaron Wilson reports the Texans, and this is a little bit older. It's been an hour and a half since he tweeted this, but Denzel Perryman, in the middle of two-day visits, per league sources, started with meetings with coaches this morning, currently doing a physical, fast recovery from labrum injury last year to be cleared by April, medicals to be completed Friday to conclude the visit. He could provide a major upgrade to this defense. Sounds like... pending, you know, medicals, obviously, that's got to all check out. But Denzel Perryman is getting strong consideration from the Houston Texans, and it sounds like the Texans are drawing some pretty strong consideration from him with him being in town. That would be an upgrade at the middle linebacker position. That would be much welcomed, a starter in his defense, assuming he's healthy.
Yeah, if he signs with the Texans, he's going to start at linebacker. And you know, he went to the Pro Bowl a couple years ago. He's an explosive player. His biggest issue throughout his career is just staying healthy. And so you see that they're talking about him getting his physical, making sure he's all right coming off of surgery. That's an important factor in what's going on here in Houston. But that would be another guy that you would add to the D'Amico Ryans defense. And you say to yourself, we're better today than we were last year when we played against the Indianapolis Colts. And that's what the whole point is that you got to improve the players and the personnel that you have in the building. You know, Denzel Perryman, if he comes here, that would do that. You know, hopefully they can get the deal done. As you were talking about him going through his whole free agent visit, I was thinking to myself, I wonder where they're taking guys these days on this free agent visit. Like, when I was here, when I went on my visit, we went to Houston's. It was great eating. I don't know if Houston's is doing it like that anymore.
Treasures?
There was no treasures on the visit.
Hey,
I would think maybe like 48 or something. Like, I don't know where they're probably going, but
I'm just saying, it's a city known for him.
He just took it all off the rails. You know, my wife's sitting home in Kansas City waiting for me to come back. Like,
oh, well, then she ain't listening. You're good.
No. I'm talking about back then. She's sitting there in Kansas City and like, yeah, babe, I'm on my visit in Houston. I'm at Treasures.
I'm at Treasures.
No, you don't tell her.
That came later, dude. Chill out, man. You got to sign the contract first before you.
That's good advice, Wade. That's good advice.
That's great. The bottom line is this, man. The Texans are serious about upgrading a handful of positions. They're serious about upgrading the defense. They've done it. I think they've done a heck of a job the more I look at it. And Denzel Perryman would be a big time add for this defense as well. So we'll keep you posted on that in terms of if anything becomes official, if they do sign Denzel Perryman. Very rarely, barring anything going wrong with this physical and this meeting, I mean, Denzel Perryman's more than likely going to be a Houston Texan.
They're going to do everything they can to not allow him to get to Nashville, because apparently that's the other team that's showing interest in him, and that's a division opponent. You want to make sure you lock a guy down once you get him in the building.
Smitty, we gotta help a couple of our Sports Radio 610 family. We gotta help these boys
What's
out.
What's going on, huh?
Well, I mean, a couple of them are having they need a little shoe game advice.
Oh.
And this advice, look, man, I don't claim to be much, but I'm pretty solid in the shoe game.
I can vouch for that.
I stay in my lane, but I'm pretty solid with it. I'm a Jordan 1 guy through and through. It's only ones I've got, only ones I've had. I'm embarrassed to tell you how much money I've spent on them. One thing I know since day one with Smitty is Smitty is shoe game is on point, and Smitty's a Jordan 1 guy.
I am a Jay Walker.
No,
very consistent basis.
Zero doubt about it. We got a couple of guys in the building that are strongly considering making the jump, man.
Who got?
They're making the leap. We got
John Lopez, right?
John Lopez, who John's awfully green. I think John was under the impression that the only Jordan 1s were the original Chicago Bull red, black, red, white, and black ones. And I don't think he realized you could get different colors.
Or you get all, like, every color combination you can think of.
So I think we got him straightened out. He's an OG, older fella. You kind of see he's not going to change his entire attire, his entire outfits. Mm-hmm. He's going to wear the fishing shirts. He's going to be jeans heavy. He's going to be limited in just from a color perspective. It's going to be low top, and it's going to be neutral colors. Pretty straightforward for OG, I think. I wouldn't advise him to get outside the box too much.
Yeah.
If I'm OG. Tyler Milner.
Hey, uh-oh. Thank you, Tyler Milner.
I mean, he is coming a long way now. He's getting out of, but he's going to add the J's to the Vans collection, I believe.
Okay.
And Tyler's a guy that's a chino wearing, slack wearing, suit wearing J kind of guy. Like he's not the strong jeans. I don't know if I've ever seen you in a pair of jeans.
I don't own a pair of jeans.
Don't own a pair
of
jeans.
I don't like the way they feel, man. I stopped wearing jeans a few years ago because I don't like them.
So T needs a little advice on the J's, man. And you're a little
are you,
more.
Are you a cat? You wear khaki shorts or cargo shorts?
Yeah. I don't think I have any cargos right now, but I mainly wear pants pretty much every day. But yeah, I got khakis. I got the black pants I'm wearing.
Khakis. He's in navy, black, even maroon, khaki. Chino guy. Hey, even in the heat of the summer.
If you're going khaki shorts, I mean, you can do some cement threes. Khaki shorts. There's a lot of things you can do with that. You're a younger guy. You know, you can throw on you some. I think you look good in some 11s, but 11s, okay. 11s look best with some jeans on it. You don't wear jeans.
Nope.
I'm trying to think. You throwing me off by not wearing jeans and
Here's the deal, Smitty. He is a casual Vans guy. He's not a guy that like if he walks in like there's a chance a 3-on-3 basketball game could break out at any moment. I don't think Tyler's gonna pull that off. Not no disrespect.
No, yeah.
You got to throw him in some ones.
It's got to be ones.
You got to throw him in some ones too.
It's got to be ones. He's got to graduate because to threes and 11s.
Ones go with any damn thing, damn near.
Yeah.
I mean, you could throw some ones on a lot of different people.
You said they make them in like a bunch of different colors.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they have maroon?
There's some sick.
This week maroon, I've worn three gold. Different pairs of ones, and they've all been different color combinations.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I like to think I actually have pretty good shoe game. Like, I mean, like Clint said, I do have a ton of Vans. I have a few pairs of Nikes that I wear. But yeah, I think I'm ready to get me some J's.
You got to start with some baby steps. Start with the ones. It fits your style, fits your chino. You can put them on with a suit. You can do some different stuff with them.
Appreciate the help, boys.
Don't go on StockX or anything like that to try to buy them, man.
Okay.
Like they'll upset you. Just go to some establishment and walk in the building.
You got that maroon money, Chief.
Okay. That's true.
Okay. See there, told you.
Okay, well, you do what
probably
you do.
Probably just
man.
Hop online.
Hey, let me know when you're gonna go look, and I'll put a couple of my pair online for twice what they're worth, and see if you end up scooping those.
Text the pictures in the group chat, and we'll yay or nay them before
great
you make
call.
The purchase.
Great call, T.
I will definitely do that because I appreciate the help, but I don't want to get to the finish line and make the wrong decision.
Show may give you some serious pushback. All right, man. Let's
after what he wore this week.
All right, let's catch everybody up on this March Madness, man, on this tournament. My Hogs are up 12 or up 8 right now. Boy, my math is throwing me off right there. Sorry about that. I do have a college education. My Hogs are up, baby. If anybody out there is wondering, we'll catch you up on all the games that have gone final, as well as the ones that are underway right now and where they stand. We'll do that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron, the show, Hughley is out. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in. And we're rocking and rolling, man. I don't know if y'all have been told or if you know, there's a tournament going on. There is a tournament going on. March Madness is officially here, ladies and gentlemen. And it didn't take long. It did not take long. Out of the gate, we get an absolute bracket buster. A 13 seed over a 4 seed. Furman over Virginia, 68-67. And here's what it sounded like.
Playing with four guards, and the four guards out there, along with Cedric, are their best free throw shooters.
Clark in a straight jacket.
Oh, he didn't need to do that! He threw it away! Hing, produce! Goal! Furman leads! Timeout, Virginia! Did we just see what we think we just saw? Wow!
Did he? What's he talking about, a straight jacket?
Because when he was holding the ball, he got double teamed. And so instead of, like, they were surrounding, he was trapped really good.
Right.
And so he just took the ball and chunked it to half court. So when he said he's in a straight jacket, like, they had him locked up. He should have just called a timeout, but I don't even know if they had any timeouts.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know.
Hey, man, you can't just
be going around throwing that stuff around. Hey. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, if that's my team, obviously, I'm going to be super pissed off. But when it's not my team and I see, especially a college kid like that, throw the game, man, I feel so bad for him. I can't imagine what that kid is feeling.
Bro,
right now.
A 4 seed got sent home because of that right there. But what give him credit, man. Look, it shouldn't have went down that way. I mean, Virginia should have handled that at the end of that game. 2-point lead. They should have handled it better, no question about it. But give Furman credit, man. They got the ball to a shooter, knocked down. I got a really good look at the bucket. I mean, obviously it was well beyond the arc, but got a really good look at the bucket, squared it up. And knocked it down. I mean, what a huge shot I don't know the young man's name, but I'd be willing to bet you that damn shot's going to change his life. I know it's the first round of the playoffs, but we're talking Furman versus Virginia. That's the upset so far. Hell, we ain't had but a handful of games go final. One seed Kansas over 16 seed Howard, 96-68. That means Kansas, they took care of business on the front end on their half of meeting my Razorbacks in the second round.
This now is I can dance with that party.
Yes, you can, Show. I wonder, you think he's glad? Like, you think he's like, I am absolutely stoked that my Razorbacks could potentially bump up against the number one seed. It happens to be Ron the Show Ugly's team.
That's beautiful.
You think Show's loving, or you think he's a tad bit like, oh, hell?
I think he's probably a tad bit nervous, dude, because, I mean, like you said, Kansas is a one seed. So if and when your Hogs finish this thing and you're playing Kansas next round, I mean, it's there's no lose situation for you there, really.
I'm house money in this
Yeah,
country, huh?
So I guarantee City. Show sent somewhere twisting his fingers.
He has everything to lose with his squad. He has everything to lose on the show for however long you guys want to mess with him about it.
Hold on, Show.
He's got a lot to lose in that situation. So he's probably hoping that Illinois come back and then you don't have to worry about it. Because Show seemed like the type that's kind of scared. He was scared to bet you in the football game.
Yeah. I will admit right now I'm sure.
The thing was Show. Here's the deal. Is like, and I love this about Show. It's one reason why me and him get down. Like, he is a realist. Like, he's not gonna sit. Like, he realizes that Kansas just got, just destroyed by Texas.
Yeah.
He does realize that there are some shortcomings with this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
He's not walking around beating his chest with them because they're a one seed and they're going to win it all. But he is an awfully proud Jayhawk. And it ain't – I mean, I just – look, I don't even give a damn what happens the rest of the tournament. If my Hogs get the Jayhawks in the second round, good gosh, it's going to be a good – it's going to be –
y'all know I love
it's going to be a hell of a watch.
It's always harder to be the hunted than the hunter.
Ain't no doubt.
And he's a Kansas Jayhawk fan talking about basketball. They're always going to be the 100.
Absolutely. Missouri 76 over Utah 65. Maryland 67 over West Virginia 65. Okay. Alabama. Sorry, man. Our island boys didn't last long.
No.
The Islanders, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
Island boy.
They got in, but just like them old boys there, they didn't last long.
They did win a game, though.
They did win a game, a play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
They caught Alabama in the first round, and Alabama took care of business 96-75. And I know at one point late in that ball game, their star player Brandon Miller hadn't scored a point, and so Alabama took care of business without getting a lot of production, at least for the majority of the game, from their star player. Also, a couple games underway right now. 58-53 with under 2 minutes left. San Diego State over Charleston. That's a 5 seed and a 12 seed wrapped up right there. Tight ball game, 58-53.
Yeah, definitely need San Diego State to come through for me on that one. I got them going to the Sweet 16. Finish the job, fellas. Come on, Aztecs. Finish the job.
There's another ball game here. Tyler just mentioned this one. This one's tighter than most expected. 15 seed Princeton, 32. 2 seed Arizona, 37. So a little 5-point ball game there early in the second half. That's one to keep an eye on. Princeton's running with Arizona at the moment. And then, y'all know what it is. Hey, Suey, Razorbacks. Come on, baby.
Hogs are winners.
You're damn right, Mom. Razorbacks, 36. Arkansas, 36. Illinois, 26. And we're at the half. At the half. I don't know, man. I'd probably make me a little second half bet right there. Them Hogs look like they're playing.
I just did.
Them Hogs look like they're playing.
They
look
you
like
got it locked in, T. Mill.
I did.
Look here, man. If they're on, they're going to be hard to beat, and they could make a serious run here. They might also, they're young, they may also lay an egg at some point in time. So you never know what you're going to get out of Arkansas. That's the beauty of being a fan. We will keep you up to date on the goings-on with the March Madness with the tournament. We'll keep you up to date and see if we can't catch a couple of more upsets, man. Good job, Furman. We appreciate that. What was that? At the time, it was the second game that had gone final. So it took two. It literally was the second game in this tournament to go final.
Yep.
And it was a buzzer beater.
Madness got started early.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Hey, fellas, I feel like after talking about my wife's food yesterday, I got to admit.
What you got to admit now?
I walked in the bar last night. I had my family, my little cousins, playing a guitar and singing some live music and stuff. And he's just now getting started. Well, he was playing at a little bar. O'Neill's. Y'all been to O'Neill's?
Yeah.
We've all been to O'Neill's.
Yeah, out there on the water.
He's not there, bro.
Yeah, he was playing at O'Neill's, and so we all stopped by
there. Outside or was on the outside. Okay.
Oh, yeah, on the patio. Nice weather. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And y'all know I got a big family, and so when somebody shows a horse or plays a football game or plays a little music, boy, we come out of the woodworks. And so everybody was there last night. Apparently my wife didn't hear our segment yesterday when I was talking about how pissy Poe that crock pot chicken was.
Don't tell me somebody made sure she found out.
She walks in the bar. She walks in the bar. One of my buddies, Big Draws, and his wife, they tune
Big
in.
Big Draws. Hell of a nickname.
Big Draws done lost a bunch of weight, and he's thin now, but he's still Big Draws. Always will be.
Yeah.
But his wife, Tiffany, she said something about that chicken or not bringing me some enchiladas or something. And Lowe was like, damn, did he post something on social media about it?
No, he told the world.
Nah, he told the world on the radio today. So I walk in, I get to the bar and I'm being all sweat. Baby, how you doing? Can I bring you a drink? You know, yada, yada, yada. She's kind of side-eyeing me. I'm like, damn, what happened? She goes, I walked in and she told me, somebody approached. Okay. I said, yeah. I said, baby, that was pretty bad. That damn chicken was bad.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you're right. She goes, you know what I did today?
What'd you do?
I said, no, what'd you do? She said, I went to my mom's and got you two enchiladas that are in the fridge right now for you to get home when you eat them. I hope you feel bad for making fun of me. Already.
Wow. And you did, I'm sure.
I'm going to be honest with you. You shouldn't feel bad, man.
I don't.
You shouldn't feel bad. Because you know why? Because she knew she ate those enchiladas before she gave you that whatever she gave.
Bingo.
And she could have brought you those same two enchiladas she brought the next day because she knows she felt guilty about what she got you. That is a wash.
Smitty, I'm going to tell you, she went and got them damn enchiladas.
Yeah.
Because she felt bad for not bringing me them damn enchiladas the night before and feeding me.
That's what I'm saying.
That damn balsamic chicken or whatever the hell it was, baby. I appreciate
it. Nasty ass chicken.
I'm going to absolutely mash them enchiladas when I get home. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to absolutely mash them enchiladas. All right, we got a little bit of an update on Aaron Rodgers' situation, at least a daily update, if you want to call it that, from Ian Rappaport. We'll have that for you next. And look, here's the deal, there is another quarterback in New York that has a little checkered past. Aaron Rodgers better look out. We'll explain next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ron, the show is out. Smitty is in. 074. Smitty, what all numbers did you wear in the league?
7-4 in Miami, 7-1 in New York, and then 7-4 in Kansas City, 7-4 here. And then I was 73 in Philly last year.
Any significance to those numbers?
I was 7-1 in college. When I got to the league, I was a rookie and a starter. Todd Wade had my number 71, and so I was 74 then. And I went to 71 back in New York because I could get access to that number again.
Yep.
And then when I went back to Kansas City, I started off at 74. I was like, I'm going to go back to 74. And no, it was just the number they gave me, and it looked good on me, so I kept it.
It looked good on me. Hell, what number didn't, Smitty? What number didn't?
If I had the number like 48 or something like that, it wouldn't look good on the offensive lineman. So
you damn sure stick out on the offensive line in that number. Here's a bad deal, Smitty. If you had 48 playing offensive line, your ass probably wasn't making a team.
Exactly. There's certain numbers they give guys. We say, man, it's going to be a tough road to make it on this squad.
You'd have been a heavy P squad candidate, right?
You're a defensive lineman with a 60 number? Like, look out, man. It's going to be tough.
Wade Smith, that's who you hear right there, 12-year NFL vet. Clearly, he was always in the 70 number because his ass was on the team. Look, we got this Aaron Rodgers stuff is drawing out here. Day to day, we're going to have reports whether much changes or not. Here's the most recent report, Ian Rappaport on Aaron Rodgers, on the Aaron Rodgers situation.
We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers' future. When is he going to leave Green Bay? Is he going to leave Green Bay? Here's one thing that we learned during Aaron Rodgers' appearance on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday. The Green Bay era is certainly over. He is not officially a Jet yet. That is something we are still waiting on. The Jets and the Green Bay Packers are still negotiating the terms of that trade that's going to hand the New York Jets their new quarterback. And as Aaron Rodgers implored yesterday, he would like it to be done, but it is not done. So until that happens, we'll still be discussing this, which is fine because at least what we know now is that Rodgers intends to play for the Jets. And it was fascinating, guys, to listen to that interview yesterday. He said he went into the darkness thinking 90% he was going to be retired. That's what I was thinking just from talking to people close to him, that he was going to come out and say, you know what, I am done. Of course, the Green Bay Packers wanted answers. They did not get them from Aaron Rodgers despite seeking them. They kind of moved on in their heads. He emerged from the darkness. He moved on in his head, expected to be the next quarterback of the Jets. It's just a matter of finalizing that deal.
Came out of the darkness.
Well done, T. I tell you, has Ian Rapoport and these fellas not learned not to have reports and mention that you've talked to someone close to Aaron Rodgers?
They didn't know.
Like, I thought Aaron set that record straight.
Yeah, he let it be known that, like, you ain't talking to none of my people. They ain't giving you. They're not your source.
If they're talking to y'all, they are not in my circle. Exactly. You better believe it. But there's the latest on Ian Rapoport. Not a whole lot of movement. Understandably so. Very, very complicated situation, and how do you move a quarterback due to make $50 million? How do you move a quarterback with two MVPs in the last 3 years, with two NFC championship runs in the last 3-4 years? Like, how do you, you know, that's a valuable commodity that you're moving on from. You want to make sure that if you're Green Bay, you get enough. I mean, you can't push for a ton because this is a different situation where you know where he's going, you know he wants out. All parties involved kind of know what the hell's going on, got a pretty good feel for it. So we'll see what Green Bay. You think Green Bay ends up getting a one?
I think they will. I was about to ask you, do you think that they want a player back in return? You think there might be a receiver or a defensive lineman, or you think that that's something that they might want on the table as well, like some type of young player to go with picks.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of give and take that's got to, you know, end up happening for this deal to get done. It's going to get done, but you'd be interested to see, like, what all does Green Bay want and what all is New York, you know, willing to give up for Aaron Rodgers.
You think about New York, and you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. We probably didn't do it justice because I thought we had did some pretty solid research on a couple of guys that the Texans should pursue and could pursue,
mm-hmm.
whether it's free agency or trade. This guy would be, or either one of these guys would be, via the trade, and it's Denzel Mims. Look, he hadn't done a whole hell of a lot at the NFL level, but you're talking about 6'3", running as a 4'3". You're talking about a guy that's got a high ceiling, boy, if you can get the best out of him. He's been on the trade blocks, it seems like, since he got to New York.
Yeah.
And then the other one, and his name escapes me, but the kid from
Elijah
kid from
Mitchell.
Elijah Moore, isn't it?
I thought it was Elijah Mitchell, but it could be Moore.
I think it's Moore.
Elijah Moore.
But he, out of Ole
Elijah
Miss,
Mitchell,
I believe,
is the running back from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, kind of a little, I mean, to be honest with you, he's a guy that I wouldn't mind being here in Houston, if I'm being honest with you. Just kind of one of those, almost a hybrid. He's a receiver, but can do. He's a little thicker. Can do some things in the run game. Can do some things in the move game. So he is a guy. But those two guys are two former early draft picks, high ceilings, rookie contracts that you could see. If I'm Green Bay, I'm at the very least. Now they're probably shooting for the stars and some bigger fish in the New York pond, if you will. But those are guys that you look at Green Bay and you go, hell, they just lost Lazard.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to lose Cobb. Is he a free agent, or is that somebody that they wanted him to trade?
I don't know, man. You never know with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to put his wish list out there, and he's going to want you to move him out and to make it happen.
Right. Well, there's just some dudes that
Randall Cobb would be a free agent by now. I don't think that the Green Bay Packers gave him an extension when he got traded from the Texans.
Right.
And the Texans deal was like a three or four year deal. So I'm sure it's probably up by now.
All right, Smitty, I think there is another quarterback in New York where Aaron's going, and that's Zach Wilson. Look, I've never been a Zach Wilson fan. Zach was the quarterback for me in his draft where I just never could understand the hype.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. You're talking about a smaller framed guy. You're talking about a guy that played a lot at college off script. A lot of the hype around him was how big his arm is, and you get to the NFL level, and that becomes average at that level.
Yeah.
So I thought his game was reckless, and I thought that would lend itself to him with that smaller frame having a hard time at the NFL level staying healthy, and now he's not fared well. And it's been less about his build and more about his approach to the game, and just the kid misses layups. He'll hit a home run every now and then, hit a half-court shot every now and then.
Yeah.
But he can't just consistently take the layups. And in today's game, if you can't do that, in today's college and pro game, man, if you can't do that, you're going to struggle playing the quarterback position. And so he's obviously struggled, but he is in New York. He's on a rookie contract. Is it third year, second year? Second year, right? This will be his third.
This is going into his third year, yeah.
Gotcha. So – you know, it's one of those deals. I can't do anything with Zach Wilson other than arrive at, I believe Zach Wilson is done in New York.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's done in New York, and there's a chance that it's going to be a long shot if he ever gets a starting job for any significant period of time with any organization.
Yeah, I would think that because he's on a rookie contract, he's not being paid a significant amount of money, they're going to hold on to him for the time being, try to develop him. And I think in their best case scenario, they'll be able to develop him, give him opportunities to play in the preseason a couple of years, and hopefully move him. Him might be coming in spot duty for Aaron Rodgers if he might have an injury, you know, here or there over the next couple of years. Their best case scenario is that they're able to trade him for a mid-round pick in a couple of years, and then they just move on from Zach Wilson. I don't believe after what he's shown up to this point, and I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is the guy that's going to bring him along and make groom him to be the franchise quarterback. I just feel like they're going to hold on to the time being, and he's never going to be the starting quarterback in New York Jets again.
Smitty, I hate to couch this on this kid, and I hate to pile on a day when Aaron Rodgers goes to you. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers, this should be something that Zach Wilson embraces. Like, come on, Aaron. I don't care if you're going to be here for 3 years, man. I'll ride your coattails. I'll learn everything I can from you. I'll wait in the wings. And if I get another shot in New York, cool. If not, then I'll bounce. But getting a chance to learn and be in the same room with this guy every day when he's still playing at a high enough level where he thinks and they think you can win a Super Bowl. This isn't like I was with Aikman late in his career, and it was clear we were not a good football team.
Yeah.
He had lost all of it. His days were over. Then he got injured. He was miserable. So it wasn't like I didn't sit in there and, boy, just get to soak up football for 3 years
right,
with Troy.
Right.
This is a situation where this dude, Zach, should be able to soak up a good 2 years of whatever you can from Aaron, whatever Aaron will allow you to do. But for whatever reason, I get a real Baker Mayfield, poor man's Baker Mayfield vibe from him. And I only say poor man because Baker Mayfield did get at least he was handed the reins for three years or more in Cleveland.
Yeah, like there was a year or so that Baker Mayfield actually looked like a decent quarterback there.
Yep.
Zach Wilson hasn't had any of that. I mean, they kind of got that little, you know that like that kind of punk kid vibe about them that, you know, they probably had older siblings that they got on their older siblings' nerves because they would just do annoying things. Like, they kind of got that vibe about him. And Zach Wilson, man, like you said, a lot of people, you know, didn't understand why he went so high in the draft. There was other guys in the draft that probably should have went higher than him. And he hasn't been able to progress. And like you said, he misses layups. He's not being able to hit an easy check down, throw a slant. Every pass has to be thrown with the same velocity, no matter what the route's called, and you can't play the game that way. And you've seen that offense shouldn't have been as bad as it was last year. The different pieces that were around him were good enough for him to have success. The lack of success he had was all on him. And so, you know, when you got a Breece Hall and you got those receivers, the Mims and Moores, and, you know, you got pieces around you that you can
– Garrett Wilson.
Like, you got these guys around you that can do something with the ball for you. You got to get it to him, and he just had a tough time doing that. So if you can't be an accurate quarterback, you have a tough time surviving this league. And he's also not a studious guy. He's not the guy that's going to be the backup to come in and save the day one game or so, or the third guy that's going to be doing charts. And he you know, he'll be lucky. He's going to have to learn in the next few years to keep himself in the league.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some guys are can only be number ones.
Yep.
Some guys do great as the number three and number two. He hasn't shown the traits that he can be a number three and number two. He has to be the guy, and then he's not showing to have the ability to be the guy. So
yeah, this isn't a weather the storm situation for Zach Wilson. This is a you ass better embrace it. Mm-hmm. Being number two, running a scout team, carrying a pad if you need to, a helmet if you need to, you better embrace it and do everything you can. I don't know what's going to happen with Zach Wilson and how he's going to respond. The one thing I do know is he's a MILF hunting son of a gun. And when you're
I really respect that part of his
no,
game.
No question, boy. He's got that Beach Boy look, man, that blonde hair, pretty boy look, and I bet you he is a killer in a room full of 40-year-old Cougars now.
I tell you what, he better watch out. A-Rod coming there. He better watch his own mama now.
Hey, yeah. wouldn't that be great?
Mama and the friends. He might knock out the one that he knocked out himself.
If Zach can do work at his mama's birthday party, boy, I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers can slide in there and do some
question.
Serious
no
damage.
We're gonna be calling him stepdaddy.
We got big time news. We got big time news from one of them sourced guys in the NFL, and I don't think that I know. We ain't gonna like it, Houston. Get ready. We'll have that audio for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.